Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday morning for Morning Devotion. This morning we're in the book of Psalm, chapter number 9 and verse number 17, where the Bible says, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. My friend, as I think about this statement, of course it's written in the negative, the wicked. Well, first of all, let's talk about who are the wicked. There are a lot of interpretations of that word. But of course, in order to determine what God's talking about when he talks about the wicked, we've got to see where their destiny is. Shall be turned into hell. The wicked shall be turned into hell. Well, the only people that are going to be in hell are going to be those who deny Christ, those who have not received Christ as Savior. And of course, as a result of their lost condition, have acted upon their sinfulness and on the pursuits of those things, and as a result are deemed to be the wicked. Of course, the Scripture teaches that the penalty of sin not only is carried to those who commit sin, but also those who have pleasure, or those who have pleasure in them that do. And so the wicked shall be turned into hell. And just as sure as there is a heaven to gain, there is a hell to shun, my friend. And it's interesting that when when Americans were asked about the reality of hell, how many believed that there was a hell, about half of Americans said, yeah, they thought there was such a place. But when asked if there was the reality of them going there, then that number dropped to probably less than 20%. Well, the reality is, my friend, that anyone who has not received Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin, has trusted him as Lord and Savior, confessed him as the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, and of course believed his report that he is the only way to heaven, the Scripture says, shall be turned into hell. And then it goes on to the second part of this, and all the nations that forget God. All the nations. I'm interested in that word there, nations. You know, we as a people, we have a common bond. We salute a common flag. We sing a common anthem. We have a common patriotism. But you know, the Bible also is very plain that the sin of a majority, the Scripture says it rains upon the just and the unjust. In other words, we know that because the sin of the majority, it has cost the righteous minority to cause them judgment as well. You know, when the children of Israel were carried away into captivity, not everyone in that nation was rebellious and had rejected the God of Israel, but the majority had. And so as a result of that, the majority's wickedness caused the judgment of God upon the nation of Israel. And there were righteous people who were carried away. Daniel, the three Hebrew children. Ezekiel was among that group, along with many others, who were carried away into captivity and suffered greatly at the hands of their captors. Well, the Bible says in all the nations, God deals with us as individuals. God deals with us, obviously, as church families. But God also deals with us as a nation. And the Scripture says, and all the nations that forget God. Now, it's easy for us today to talk about godless nations like the former Soviet Union, godless regime of Cuba and of North Korea and some of these places. But the Scripture says, and all the nations, in other words, more than one, all the nations that forget God. Have you ever thought about that? To forget God, you must have first known of God in order to forget him. And all the nations that forget God. May God help us. My fear is that we have forgotten our heritage. We have forgotten our founding. We have forgotten our roots. And we have forgotten the God that has distinguished this nation from all others. Our Father, today, may we repent. May we turn back to you before it's everlasting too late. Restore our country, heal our land, in Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.